known David for years, and I'm really happy for him and his son that this is working out. Thank you.
Of course.
Now let's go to Austin, Texas, and say hello to Chris Tavares. He's with KXAN Television in Austin. Chris, how are you?
Hey, George, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking the time to do this. So tell us when you all down there started hearing this Buffalo Bills thing.
You know, we saw it the same way everybody else did. I saw it, I was scrolling through Twitter, and Pro Football Talk had a quick little write-up from the Seth Wickersham tweet from ESPN. And honestly, that's the only thing we've heard or seen about it. I wrote the story, and then the station tweeted it out, and the governor, Greg Abbott, retweeted it with those eyes emojis, and that was it. And then the mayor of Austin, Mayor Adler, just tweeted one of the lamest tweets I've ever said, saying, "I don't comment on such rumors, but I think it's fun to think about what the Buffalo Bills' new name might be. Austin Amps, Austin Beat. What do you think?" with a retweet of the article. So that's kind of the only thing we've heard from any public officials about this, and Seth Wickersham's tweet quoting an anonymous source, and that's basically all we have to go on.
So has that caused in Austin a series of kind of investigative, where did this come from, or has it been more a whatever?
I think it's more whatever, because Central Texas and South Texas, Austin and San Antonio, have for so long been the bait, if you will, that pro franchises use when they say, if you don't give us the money we want, then we'll just go somewhere else. The city of San Antonio has dealt with that a whole lot more than Austin has, but we are well-versed in just being thrown out there as well, we'll just go here. And Austin has the distinction of being the largest city in the country without a pro sports team. Now, Major League Soccer is playing its inaugural season, Austin FC, this summer, but when you're talking about the Big Four with MLB, NFL, NHL, and NBA, Austin is the largest city in the country without one of those four franchises. So I think that's why it's often thrown out there, but I don't think anybody's giving it much credence.
Do you have any reason to believe that the Padulas, the owners of the Bills, the husband and wife tandem, who for a while were courting Toronto, and then suddenly we don't hear anything about Toronto. Do you have any reason to believe they have contacted anybody remotely close to Austin, Texas?
I honestly don't. I think this is just one of those throw a name out there, and it's a cool city, but I don't know how much is legitimately behind it, especially with the quote that Wickersham had saying that cities would pay handsomely for it. I mean, you look at the way everything went down when Austin FC was trying to come here, trying to come to Austin, and the way the stadium deal was worked out and all of that. What they want with a completely publicly funded stadium, they're not going to get from Austin. And I don't think there's just too much history and too much in Buffalo for them to just up and go for a city like Austin when they would likely have to be footing the bill for a vast majority of it.
Chris Tavares is on the line with us from KXAN Television in Austin, Texas. Chris, the next guy that's going to ask you questions is a guy named Watson Brown. You may have heard of his brother, Mac.
Huh. Yeah, that name sounds familiar.
Chris, the one thing to me that would make this be a nothing burger would be from my time in Texas through different places that I coached, I always thought that that area was huge Cowboy fans. Am I right about that, or am I blowing that too much?
No, you're not blowing it enough. I mean, Texas, the entire state is Cowboys country, and really Louisiana for part of it, Arkansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, that's Cowboys country too. It is so dominated by Dallas, and obviously I'm from the Houston area, so I remember back with the Oilers, and then they left for Nashville, and you guys are plenty familiar with that, but the Texans have such a hard time getting ground anywhere in the state outside of Houston, and the entire state is dominated by the Cowboys. I don't think there is any way the Cowboys or the Texans would allow a third franchise to come in and encroach on their territory. And like I wrote in the article, Dallas treats Houston like its own market for a long time before they started doing training camp entirely in Oxnard. They would split between Oxnard and San Antonio and workouts in the Alamo Dome. They used to do workouts during training camp in Austin and just kind of camp out at St. Edward's and play at high school stadiums around the city. They have such a strong hold in the entire state and in Austin and Central Texas and South Texas especially that you'd be hard-pressed to convince fans in Austin to start rooting for this new team over the Cowboys because the loyalty is just so strong.
Chris, my second one before I give you to Terry is just a question that I just want to ask you and being around Austin and you say you're from Houston or whatever, but how are the Texas fans taking this move to the Southeastern Conference? I can't see everybody just jumping up and hooray, hooray. Am I wrong? There's too much history with the old Southwest Conference to me when I was back at Rice and when I coached at Oklahoma against Texas and all of those times. And now to just kind of throw all that away and jump to the SEC, I would bet the fans aren't as excited about this as maybe a lot of people think they are.
I completely agree with you. To talk about the Southwest Conference days, they're renewing some of those rivalries because they get Arkansas back, and that's, you know, that is a heated, blood-boiling rivalry, especially for the Razorbacks fans. And they're going to be playing Texas A&M again, which I think is a travesty that they haven't been playing for the past 8 or 9 years. But, yeah, Texas fans I don't think are that gung-ho about it. I think they think it's cool, but there's always been this chip on UT fans' shoulders toward the SEC, especially as the SEC went on this recent rise, which, by the way, started when Alabama beat Texas in the 2009 National Championship game at the Rose Bowl in early 2010, and that kind of started this run of dominance for the SEC and Nick Saban's dynasty at Alabama. But Texas fans and all the Big 12 in general just has this giant chip on their shoulders toward the SEC. So I think there's a little bit of having to eat some crow with making this move. I think the part that excites UT fans the most, honestly, is renewing the Lone Star Showdown against Texas A&M and getting to really tick off Aggie fans because, as we saw when the story first broke a couple weeks ago, Ross Bjork and all of A&M, they were super vocal about how much they didn't want this move to happen and how they didn't want to play Texas, and they were trying to do their own thing away from UT. And honestly, it's UT fans view it as a little brother mentality that A&M has toward Texas, and I feel like that came through. But Texas fans are excited because they get to play A&M again, and they get to kind of poke the bear and kick off a bunch of Aggies. And obviously the matchups are going to be really exciting. Trips to Tuscaloosa and to Knoxville and Death Valley. They were supposed to play last year, but the pandemic canceled that return trip for Texas to take on LSU. But those kind of matchups are a lot more exciting than going to Ames to play Iowa State or play Kansas or Kansas State. Even though K-State and Iowa State have kind of had Texas' number lately, they're just not as exciting as getting to play in Alabama, a Florida, an LSU, a Tennessee, or South Carolina. So there's some excitement, but your general read is pretty spot on. The Texas fans are just kind of, you know, all right, this is what we're doing, so we'll go and do it.
Yep. Terry?
Well, my first question deals with also kind of with the University of Texas and how it relates to this talk of the Bills. To my way of thinking, the University of Texas has cast such a large shadow on Austin and across the entire state that it doesn't seem like they would be too happy about sharing the city with a pro team that wanted to come in there. Would you agree with that?
1,000%. You know, for a long time, people thought the reason there weren't pro sports in Austin was because Texas is kind of viewed as the pro team. And you know, the UT football radio broadcast, last time I checked, was the second most listened to broadcast in the state behind the Cowboys. So that kind of shows you how big and how popular the Longhorns are. So they are viewed, especially when it comes to football, as the pro team in town. And you know, there was a lot of talk about how will Austin FC, the MLS team that's playing its first year this summer, how will they play with the Longhorns, and how will the Longhorns deal with kind of sharing the spotlight? And you know, with all this, I think Texas is still the number one show in town, and Austin FC, as much fun as fans are having going to those games, and as good as the atmosphere is, it is a distant second. And I think they're in for a rude awakening once football starts up in the fall, and when they're playing home games on the same day as Texas, I'm really curious to see what the attendance will be like. Now, NFL is a totally different animal than MLS, but UT has kind of, I think, even politically flexed its muscle to keep pro sports from coming to Austin. So you combine that with the Cowboys and the Texans, I think it's just such a long shot, such a pipe dream to think that an NFL team will be coming to Austin without NFL expanding beyond just 32 teams.
And then the other thing, too, was, you know, it's interesting that Austin would be the target, because a lot of times when people talk about adding a city in Texas, getting a professional sports franchise other than Houston or Dallas, obviously, which are maxed out, they usually go to San Antonio and talk about them. Has there been any overtures toward anything in San Antonio down that way as far as Major League Baseball? Or I know that, you know, the Raiders flirted with them a couple of years ago before they settled on Vegas.
Got about 45 seconds on the answer, Chris.
Yeah, so San Antonio is desperate for a pro sports or for an NFL team, and they always try and point to the fact that when Hurricane Katrina came through, they hosted the Saints, and they've got the Alamo Dome. But the Alamo Dome is great for the Alamo Bowl and for UTSA and for the All-American Bowl. For high schoolers, it is not a pro stadium. It is not an NFL stadium. There's been a lot of talk about putting a team between Austin and San Antonio and San Marcos and trying to do a DFW type of thing, but Dallas and Fort Worth are so much closer together than Austin and San Antonio are, and there's such a rivalry between those two cities that wouldn't really work. But San Antonio would give anything and everything to get an NFL team or another pro franchise to go along with the Spurs.
Chris, I got to stop you. Thanks so much for the visit.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was a ton of fun.
Chris Tavares from KXA.